Online.
Jacksonville, Florida. It's time for another Hour of Power with Apostle Kimberly Daniels. Get ready for a 60-minute experience that will change your life forever.
Jacksonville, Florida. This is Apostle Kim Daniels, and I am excited to be with you again for another Hour of Power. Right here with Apostle Kim Daniels from Spoken Word Ministries. It is awesome. First of all, being from Duval County, I am so excited to be from Jacksonville. I'm so excited about Jesus. I'm excited about the Thanksgiving holiday that I just had with my family and friends. And I know some of you are too. I know God blessing you and blessing you in a mighty way. Well, it's very exciting when God is speaking. And I believe that the Lord spoke to me. You know, God will deal with us in some of our shortcomings. And one of my things is I really don't like doing the anniversary, pastor anniversary, church anniversary. Just really didn't want to get into that. But I woke up this morning and the Lord just reminded me about how this is, with me being 57 years old, this is my 27th. I just hit 27 years of ministry, and I've been saved for 30 years. Listen, for those of you on Facebook that's watching, can you just put some hearts for 30 years of salvation? I thank God for being saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. So what does that mean? If I've been saved for 30 years, and I met Jesus at 27, that means I've been saved longer than I was not saved. No, my reaping has caught up and my harvest has been a blessing, because as I look over the years of the things that God has done, and you know what? I was birthed into being a demon buster. A lot of people don't understand that, but we have decided, and I talked with the Lord, and we're going to do an entire month of celebration. There'll be revivals, book signings. We're going to do all kinds of things in the Lord and spend the whole, I'm going to take the whole month just celebrating 30 years of salvation and 27 years of ministry. So I want you to be on standby. If you've ever been blessed by Kimberly Daniels Ministries International, we have been to 35 countries, over 22 books, and souls. It's all about souls, you know, wherever I go. So I just want to, I also have a surprise, since this is, we're thinking about all these years of ministry. I know y'all may not know, but you know, I have a few little songs that we do, you know, a little fun songs that we do called Demon Busting Praise. And, yeah, when I think about it, I was with one of my friends and, the musicians didn't show up. The singers didn't show up. And I was like, well, I'm going to sing one of my tracks. And they was like, no, please don't. But the apostle has a track, and I'm getting ready to throw down with Cast the Devil Out. Y'all know that song took me to the nations. I remember, we're going to cast the devil out. So stand by. Let's just listen to Cast the Devil Out. And I'm going to come back. I'm going to pray with some people. But I just want y'all to check me out. I'm on the radio. Y'all might as well listen to my song. God bless you.
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We war not against flesh and blood,
Holy Ghost power,
but against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Talking about power.
Do you want the power?
Holy Ghost power.
We gotta have that power. Here we go. We want the power.
We want the power.
Gotta have that power.
Gotta have that power.
We want the power.
We want the power.
Gotta have that power.
Holy Ghost power.
We want the power.
We want the power.
Gotta have that power.
Gotta have the power.
We want the power. Gotta have that power. for the day.
What you say?
Along came a spirit and sat down near it and ran Miss Muffet away.
Well,
I'm on a mission with the word to sow, to let the gates of hell well know. The children of God ain't running no more. The devil is the one that has to
go.
That's Apostle Kim Daniels, and we gonna cast the devil out. I don't know about you, but I'm going home right now, and I'm gonna figure out where the devil is operating in my life and cast him out personally. You need to take a radical position against darkness. Whatever it is that's trying to hinder the flow of God in your life, you don't have to put up with it, because God is giving you power over all the power of the enemy. How many of you love that song? I'm telling you, that's one of our hit songs at Spoken Word Ministries. We're going to cast the devil out. But I know that there are some of you out there that are listening right now. I want to talk about healing and deliverance and salvation. Salvation is a foundation. And I'm so glad, as I shared with you earlier, that I've been saved for 30 years. And the word salvation in the Greek is soteria. In the Hebrew is Yeshua. The name Jesus literally means salvation. So you don't have to be going through whatever you're going through in your body right now. I believe that there's a healing anointing, the healing balm of Gilead that's coming over the airways right now. You know, there's no distance in the spirit. And we take authority over the airways right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We glorify you. We magnify you. And we plead the blood of Jesus over every person that's listening to this radio broadcast, those that are watching by Facebook Live, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your yoke-destroying anointing, and that people who are in need of healing, people that are in need of deliverance, people that need a touch from you are coming up close to that radio, to that car dash as a point of contact, to that laptop, to that cell phone as a point of contact. And God, I thank you right now for your power. I thank you for your anointing. God, I thank you for your fire. I release the fire of God right now through the airways, God, because the fire of God burns up anything that's not like Jesus. Satan, we bind you. We put you on notice today that this is not by power, it's not by might, but it's by the Spirit of God. And God, I thank you that we're undergirded, we're covered, God, we're backed up. And God, after 30 years, God, even into 27 years of ministry, God, we stand flat-footed before the gates of hell and say that they shall not prevail against the church. God, I lift up all of those women of God that are believing you to be touched in their bodies, the men of God that need a healing, the little children, God, who need healing. God, I thank you for that healing balm of Gilead that's coming through the airways, God. And as they begin to call in, God, I thank you that when the lines open up over the telephone, I thank you for spermatic words that will come forth and plant seed in their lives that will give birth to new levels of deliverance, another level of healing, and surely the manifestation of the greatness of the salvation that we got through the blood of Jesus. God, we bless you, we glorify you, and we magnify you. And we thank you that people are calling on cell phones right now. They're emailing, they're texting, they're contacting people to say that the healing balm of Gilead is coming through the airways right now. Get in place to receive it, because God has a miracle with your name on it today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Listen, we are opening the phone lines up for you to call. The phone number is 904-296-2251. Those 10 numbers, dialing those 10 numbers can change your life. Right now, we're opening the lines up and we're allowing people to call in, because you know what I've learned in ministry over all these years? People like a personal touch. We got folk on Facebook Live right now. We got Sister Charisse Brown. We have Charlotte Hodges. Hey, Charlotte. We got Teresa. We have Geraldine. What's up, my girl, Geraldine from Orlando. We have intercessors. I'm not just by myself. I'm backed up. And the Holy Spirit is moving and causing great things to happen. So, again, you can call right now at 904 for those of you who want prayer for healing or whatever the Lord wants to do. You know, we're making healing the topic, but we don't want to limit the Holy Spirit. Again, you can call in at 904-296-2251. And also, those of you who are on Facebook Live, if you can put your prayer requests up, you know, we'll call your name out. I see right now Jewel Coleman is asking for prayer. She has back pain and she wants God. Let's just call out her name. We lift up Sister Jewel before you, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the anointing that's getting in her brain waves, getting in her mind, God. You said, as a man thinketh, so is he. And I thank you for the anointing that's getting in her brain, sending messages to every part of her body to cause healing to come forth in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, I pray. We have someone calling in on the line now. And, I believe that we have a caller on the air. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
My name is Cynthia.
Okay, we got Cynthia on the line. Go ahead, Cynthia.
I know that God has a calling on my life, and it's like I am under spiritual attack at work, especially at work.
Okay, and so we have let me just begin to pray prophetically for you. I have a sister on the line named Cynthia. I can tell and sense in the spirit by her voice, just can feel the heaviness that's on her. So we're going to minister prophetically to my sister, minister by the Holy Ghost. Father, we lift up Cynthia before you, and even those territorial assignments that have come against her at her job and even in her house, and especially in her dream life. God, I see a lot of activity going on in her dream life, and even where the enemy is stealing dreams from her when she's really a dreamer, and it seems like she hasn't been dreaming, but the enemy has been hiding her dreams. God, I pray right now a super hedge of protection around my sister. I plead the blood of Jesus over her mind, because her mind is racing. And God, I pray tonight that she will rest. And when she rests, she will dream. And God, you're going to speak to her in her dreams so that she can breathe. Whatever that is that's wrapped around your chest, sister, I command it to go right now in the name. Come out right now. Loose her and go right now. The blood. Come out. Come out right now. And then that's right. Go.
Go right now. The blood of Jesus is against you. Come on, let it out, baby. Let it out. I break. That's right. That's right. God is healing you. God is delivering you. I command that spirit of depression. I command that spirit of suicide. Go right now. In the name of Jesus. Come up and out right now. And off of her. Loose her right now. In the name. Come off that thing that's wrapped around her chest. I command you to go right now. And sister, I command you to be free. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath right now. God has just opened the door for your deliverance. He's opened the door. You just stepped into a new realm. You just stepped into a new realm. This ain't by power, might. This is by the Spirit of God. But I want you to breathe. And I command that thing to come up and off your head where you can't see. Come out right now. Come on out. Come on out. That's right. Come out. It's leaving you now. Come out right now. In the name of go. The blood is against you. Go, the blood is. Yeah, you coming out right now. Prime time, you coming out. In the name, you can no longer exist. The blood is against you. Now, sister, I want you to lift your hand in the air. Hold one, wherever you're holding the phone, we lift that other hand and begin to praise God. Because God just supernaturally put that thing up and off of you. Just go ahead and praise him and tell God, thank you. Let me tell you what's getting ready to happen. You're going to sleep at night. God going to give you a dream. He going to visit you in your dream. And you're going to be able to see the root of the problem, where it's coming from. And when you sleep, you're going to get rest. And when you get rest, you're going to be able to see better and clearer. Because truly, you are a prophet. Not saying go get a card or go start a ministry. But you have a strong prophetic ministry. When you get up under apostolic covering, right now, the things that are distracting you, you're going to see they're so minute. Because God just moved Goliath out of your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you, sis.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Y'all go ahead and pray. Sister just got delivered. Prime time. Caller, you're on the air.
Amen. Praise God.
Okay, I need you to turn your radio down, sis. We want to pray for you, but there's some feedback.
Is that better?
Yeah, turn it down a little bit. That's better. Go ahead. Just give me your first name, not last name. Just give me your first name.
Sister Selena.
Sister what now?
Selena.
Hallelujah. Now, wait a minute. I'm going to talk to you, Sister Lena. I'm just talking to the folk on Facebook Live. We just had somebody get delivered over the air.
Hallelujah.
God is moving.
Thank
and now
you,
I got
Jesus.
Sister Selena. That's your name?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead and tell me what you're calling in for, Selena.
Praise God. I'm calling in because I've been saved for a while now. And for the last couple of years now, it's been I move forward in God. And excited about the things of God, and then I take 5 steps back.
Okay, don't say no more. Don't say no more, because we don't have a lot of time. We're going to jump right on this thing right now. I bind, and this is my sister Selena. Put this on the screen, Facebook. Poneria, P-O-N-E-R-I-A. It's a spirit. Poneria, P-O-N-E-R-I-A. It's a backsliding spirit. It's a spirit that pulls you back and forth. It keeps you like a yo-yo, like a seesaw up and down. You know, it's a spirit of instability and a spirit where you can't stay rooted. It's also a spirit that causes double-mindedness. The minute you say you're going to do one thing, you always do another. And I know that whenever we want to do right, the Bible says that sin is always before us. But I'm telling you, there is some demonic influence in your life from association. You're going to have to be very careful of who you are associating yourself with. Because I see folk that are saying yay, yay, and saying they like you, but they're really saying nay, nay, and they don't like you. So you have some Judas spirits that's rolling real close to you, and God wants to deliver you from the familiar spirit of the enemy, and you're suffering from a friendly fire. Friendly fire. Listen, this is that when that light in you can be dark. Those are the kind of folk that you're dealing with, supposed to be in God, supposed to be in the light, but they're really dibbling and dabbling. But that's why you're having this tag thing going back and forth with your spirit, because there's a war over your soul between light and darkness, because you are the one. You have a lot of word on the inside of you, and you are the one with the boldness, and the enemy's trying to distract you with frivolousness. Father, I just plead the blood of Jesus over my sister right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, that I plead the blood over her back with them backstabbing spirits. It's just not a backsliding demon against her, but it's backstabbing spirits that's always hitting her in the back and trying to pull her backwards. God, I prophesy, decree, and declare that this sister would no longer be pulled back, but she's going forward. I bind that backsliding spirit. I bind that double-minded spirit in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of poneros, poneria, in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you that you're dealing, God, with those spirits, God, that are set up in the cosmos to shut her down. I say that she's under the spout where the glory's coming out, and no more shall she struggle with the things that are operating from her backside. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you, sis. God bless you. Walk in favor and walk in truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Caller, you're on the air.
Praise the Lord, Apostle. My name is Sister Maureen, and I'm calling for prayer for my daughter. She has arthritis in her knee and swelling in her ankles. And then also for myself, after I got back from Afghanistan, I started having anxiety and panic attacks. And, you know, it's just been a warfare, you know, ever since I got back.
All right. Hold it like this, okay? How do we do this now? Okay. Hold on.
Okay.
All right. I got you right now. Well, listen, this is what's going on. As far as the situation in Afghanistan, I just want to say to you that the spirit that's assigned against you is a spirit called Pan, P-A-N.
Yeah.
And it produces, mm-hmm. it's a spirit of fear, and it produces mm-hmm. panic attacks. And I bind that spirit of Pan. I bind pandemonium. I bind anything that will cause you to be afraid. I decree and declare that God is not giving you a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. No weapons formed against you will prosper. And even your daughter with the arthritic condition, there's a lot of unforgiveness operating in her life. And she holds on to a lot. She needs to go and have ministry. She needs hands laid on her. See there, and there's some things that are not going to come out except by fasting and prayer. And God is going to cause you to put her in the hands of the right people so they can lay hands on her and get her free, because she needs to do some identification, repentance of some things that's causing bitterness to even get down in her bones and to get down in her joints. Father, I lift this family up before you. I thank you for the work that you begun in them, that the spirit of fruition is coming through the front doors of their house, and it will stay in the center and in the middle of their house, God. And I thank you for the centrifugal forces of God that's coming forth in power and in might to bless them mightily. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Yeah. God bless you, sister. We have someone else on the air. All right, Facebook, I'm going to hold this on for you. Go ahead. We still got Facebook Live on. Calling you on the air. Okay, we lost that person on the air. So we have the Hello. Number to call in. Let me give you a number one more time.
Hello.
I got you on the air, caller, but let me give this number for those who want to call in. It's 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Apostle. My name is Teresa, and I just hung up off the live air just to get prayer from you for my family and all.
All right, Sister Teresa, you want me to pray for your family? Well, you know what? Yes. I'm gonna pray for you. I got your name written down. I'm gonna go to the next caller. And I'm gonna pray. We're gonna pray prophetically for all those who we have their names down. Thank you, Sister Teresa, for calling in.
Thank you.
If you're on Facebook Live, we want you to go ahead and put your prayer request on the screen after the radio show is over. I do look at the screen on Facebook, and we'll continue to pray for you. Caller, next caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Apostle Kim.
What's up? Sound like I know you. All right, blessings to you. It's so good to have a brother calling the line. What's up, brother? How are you? The men are on the wall. God bless you. What you need, bro?
Yes, I'm calling for healing for my spine. I was diagnosed with scoliosis, and also it's been so much spiritual warfare. So I want prayer for that as well, and also just prayers that my family and I will be everything that God has called us to be.
Okay, and your first name?
Jason.
Jason?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Come on. We got Jason on the line. I want you intercessors on Facebook Live and those of you who are listening over the airways of 107.9. I want you to touch and agree with me right now. We have Jason on the line and he's been diagnosed with scoliosis. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jason, let me tell you something. Now, that diagnosis is going to change. I don't know what stage you're in or what place you're in or where you've been diagnosed, but I don't feel like this has been a long time. And I feel like when you go back, some things are going to change. God is getting down in your spine right now because you know what? This does not make sense for you. Now, I don't know this by the natural. I'm telling you by the supernatural that this does not, the scoliosis thing come clear out the somewhere off, way off left side. It's not even supposed to be. And I curse it to the root and I send it back in the name of Jesus. And as you get before God, I'm telling you, God's giving you a creative miracle in your back. I reverse that diagnosis in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of every prognosticator and every person, everyone that would diagnose and speak over. And I say my words hold more weight in the spirit and have more power. And that diagnosis is reversed. They're going to say it's a mistake. They're going to look at it again and it will not be the same. I prophesy this, decree this to you and declare it as I be a woman of God and I am, that the word scoliosis is dried up to the root in the name of Jesus in your record. You know, lift your hands, praise God. Whose report are you going to believe? They say you got scoliosis. I say you ain't got it. I say they got the wrong record. I say they got the wrong one. And you are whom the Son makes free is free indeed. Now, I touch and agree with you right now and come against this diagnosis. But I'm telling you right now that the spirit, even God has been dealing with you in your dream life. You know something that ain't right. You know that this don't make sense. And guess what? I'm telling you, it's not real. The blood of Jesus is going over your brain right now, going down your spine, straightening up what needs to be straightened up, sending the messages where they need to be sent so that this diagnosis can be sent back to the pit of hell where it come from. Scoliosis, you got no power. The blood of Jesus is more powerful than you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Brother, receive it and walk in truth.
Thank you. Bless you.
God bless you. Okay, we have another caller on the air. Can we just hold that call on the air right now? Caller, can you hold on for a minute? We're gonna take another praise break, and then we're gonna come back. Amen. We're gonna take another praise break. Y'all know I told y'all I got my CD here with me, so I want to let y'all hear. And I'm 27 years of ministry, 30 years of salvation, and so we did a little track called Devil Boo, I See You. Now, y'all know I just bust the devil out just then with that scoliosis thing. Devil Boo, I See You. Okay, so that's one of the tracks. People are laughing right now. Yeah, but it's I know these some fun songs, but I think we threw down. Here we go. Devil Boo, I See You.
See, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Connection that reveals your why. Devil, we gotta keep that locked and demonified.
Got me stressed, I can't get no peace, can't get no rest. But it's by that time I settle the score. Put on the armor of God, let's go to war. You done jack with me for the last time. You say you gotta get yours, but I'm taking back mine, cause I know. Yeah, and he that's in the world. You devil soul.
Now please.
See, man don't live on bread alone, but every word that comes from the throne. What you all about? In Jesus' name, I cast you out. Take power and authority over you.
Devil,
oh yeah. It's the Holy Ghost, Jack Devil. We're bringing heat. All your whips and adversaries, get up under my feet. Well, it's by His blood. See, I have been redeemed, and nothing by
ain't no fear
up in here. So make my day. What do you want?
never sold. See, man don't live on bread alone, but every word that comes from the throne. What you all about? In Jesus' name, I cast you out. Take power and authority over you.
Around the corner, devil bouncing back. Put your ears to the speakers, that your lips are smack. Boy, I knew that you was coming, cause I smelled you first. Got my hand on your mouth so you don't lose your dirt and work. All the curses that you used to do, seize it up and blow you out, just like I chew. Till the system you rebel, let them bust your gun. Now come on, devil, I see you. Be a fool just to think that you win the race. Put my hands on your mouth as I slap your face. Keep on coming with them blows as I bust your gut. Got them slayers on the mic, devil, that's a must. To the gristle of the bone, we gon' ride or die. Before you come this way again, you gon' think it out. Demon busters in the place, we gon' roll the road. The apostolic king, another story's been told.
Hallelujah to your name, Lord Jesus. You're high and lifted up. God, I worship you and I honor you, God. I worship you in spirit and truth. You're Lord of lords and King of kings. You are Lord of everything. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. I love you, Lord Jesus. It's in you that I live and move and have my very own being. Check this out. All you squatters need to get a revelation that God is raising the standard in this nation. We didn't come to do nothing but to cast you out. Come out in Jesus' name. Incubus and succubus and the inhabitants of the land. Watchers and scanners and eavesdroppers, all agent spirits. Subliminal squatters and ectoplasms, aliens and astral projectors. Javulon, Theosophy and Theomancy. The secrets of the Jesuit priests. The Illuminati spirits, and guess what? Jaromancy, we know that you are the spirit of this age.
Hallelujah, devil, boo, I see you. In other words, you're not hiding out in my life anymore. You can, I think we, do we still have a caller on the line? Caller, you are, oh, we have three callers on the air. Let me just remind you, that number again is 904-296-2251. And we are going to announce where we're going to be taping live from the radio broadcast and doing actual ministry in a sanctuary. That's coming up soon. But let's go ahead and pray for some people, because we're getting ready to have some Sunday Night Live revival in Jacksonville, Florida. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Miss Kim. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Fine. I'm calling for prayers to get so I can be completely delivered and connected back with God.
Okay, and what's your name?
Sharon.
Sharon? You want to be completely delivered and connected with God?
Connected back with God, yes.
You want to come back with God? Well, let me tell you something. So you say you want to get back with God. Let's just pray right now. The way you sound like, you know, you've getting in a state where you're separated from God, and we plead the blood of Jesus over your head right now. Thank you for calling, and I'm so honored to pray with you to come back into the fold. Are you ready?
Yes.
Repeat after me. Father God.
Father God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I rededicate my life.
I rededicate my life.
Unto you.
Unto you.
Satan.
Satan.
I renounce you.
I renounce you.
The flesh.
The flesh.
And the world.
And the world.
And I announce.
And I announce.
That I am.
That I am.
A child of the King.
A child of the King.
An heir of God.
And an heir of God.
And a joint heir with Christ.
And a joint heir with Christ.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, sister. I am so, Hallelujah. I celebrate with you. The Bible says when one person come in and give their life to the Lord, all of heaven rejoice. All the angels are rejoicing over you right now. So God bless you. And I'm going to keep praying for you. I have your name down. And for those of you on Facebook Live, we're praying for Sharon. She just gave her life back to the Lord. Y'all hit those hearts for salvation. As I'm celebrating 30 years of salvation it is my privilege and my honor to pray with you, to come back to the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. God bless you so much, sis. All right,
God bless
y'all.
You too.
God bless. We have another caller on the air. Go ahead, caller.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Dorian. I love your ministry. I love you.
Thank
and I
you.
Just praise God. I praise God for you.
Thank you so much.
I'm praying for stability in the spirit.
Stability.
And I'm praying for my husband. Okay. He doesn't sleep.
And now give me your first name again.
Dorian, D-O-R-I-A-N.
Dorian. Dorian, can I just stop you for a minute and tell you, I see a big empty space in your chest. There's a big empty space in your chest, like where you've been holding in when you need to cry, where you haven't cried. You know, tear. There's deliverance in tears, and you have been carrying a heavy load. And I see something on the inside of your chest, and I command that empty space to be filled with Jesus right now. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Breathe in and out, Dorian, right now. Even as you are calling, making prayer requests for others, God wants to bless you. The anointing on your life is nothing to play with. And you have given so much. You have planted seeds. You have reached out to God. And now the Holy Spirit reach out to you. The seed that you have planted in the lives of others. And you're just a woman that don't ask for much. It took everything for you to call on this line. But Dorian, in the name of Jesus, be filled with the fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit. I just want you to breathe and let it go right now. Because there it is right now. Go from her right now. You spirit of heaviness. You spirit of heaviness right now in the name of Jesus. That's it. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. All of joy. All of joy. All of joy. There it is. Fresh anointing. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living. A fresh infilling. You're going to be praying in tongues and praying in the spirit to the point where you can put your hand on your belly right now. There it is. Be filled. There it is. Be filled. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Ha, there it is, sister. There it is. There it is. Now you keep on talking to him in your heavenly language. We're going to go to the next caller. God bless you, Sister Dorian. Lady just got filled with the Holy Ghost over the air. We rocking and rolling. Next caller, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shanita.
Shanita.
I'm calling to get back to the place in God where I was, where you used to deposit songs to me and I sing and I was ministering. And also for my husband to be free from prison.
For your husband to be free from prison, okay?
Yes, ma'am. They're keeping him in there for about 30 years. He's never been in trouble, but it was a black-white thing or whatever. They just gave him 30 years. They sent him back to court. They sent the jurors back in to read. Convict him because it was like a mistrial. They wouldn't let him go, so they gave him 30 years for that. And we've been doing stuff to try to get him out, but everything that we do is like it don't work. And me myself, I'm just overwhelmed and I'm off track. I know who I am. Yes.
Well, Shanita, the first thing we're going to pray is for you to get back in place, because your intercession is very important. You have been a pillar in your husband's life. You know, you've held his arms up when his family turned against him. You've been there for him when it didn't make sense for you to be there for him.
Yes.
And I see by the Spirit of God that the Holy Ghost is going to get down in the paperwork, and you're going to have to change your legal counsel. God's going to bring somebody in your life that will have the keys to unlock those doors for your husband. He will not do 30 years. God is going to bring restoration to your family. And I don't know all the details, but I do know that as you pray, the chains and the shackles will fall off. And this is the season and the time for you to draw closer to God, because for some reason you've never felt this far away from God. But the Spirit of the Lord is closer to you than you can imagine. I want you to just lift your hand right now and just tell Jesus that you love him, because he loves you.
I love you, Lord.
He'll never leave you or forsake you. You know, Jesus is the center of your joy. He's the anchor of your soul. And Jesus is the one who ministered to you when you couldn't minister to yourself. So I just want to encourage you that as you take care of God's, he'll take care of yours. That's the word of the Lord unto you. You take care. You handle God's business, and he's going to handle your business. Watch as I tell you. You keep planting seeds. You keep praying, and you stay in place. I bind every spirit. I see something on your feet that's trying to make you slip and trip, where you keep tripping. It's like you keep tripping and falling. I bind that spirit of falling. I bind that spirit of focusing on that which is negative. I bind that spirit that will cause you to see the negative over the positive, to see the dark over the light. And I command the scales and the veils to be opened over your eyes so that you can see where God is taking you, that you can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And you listen very closely to me. As you hear what God is saying, you say it out of your mouth, because the enemy is trying to take your voice. Okay, sis? I plead the blood of Jesus over you.
Yes.
And I pray God's speed for you and your family.
Yes, yes.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Okay, next caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Yasmin, calling from Jersey City.
Okay, now.
I would like for you to pray.
Can you say your name again?
Yasmin.
Yeah, Jasmin. Yasmin.
No, Yash.
Okay, got it.
I would like for you to pray for healing over my back. The doctor told me that I was diagnosed with a herniated disc in my back.
Mm-hmm.
and sciatic nerve in my leg. And
hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, y'all. We have Yasmin, Yasmin, on the air, and she wants prayer for a herniated disc and sciatica, a sciatic nerve. She's been diagnosed. So come on, Facebook Live. I need my intercessors praying. Y'all hit those hearts for her healing. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that God bring balance in your system. I see some stuff off balance in your system, even in your equilibrium, even in your glandular system, you know, and I pray that the weight that you're supposed to be will line up with your body mass and whatever needs to happen. It's just something that's really off balance. I even seem like one of your legs is like a lot longer than the other one. But as you exercise and as you change your diet, I'm praying for you, but I'm telling you, exercise and diet has a lot to do with your healing. God's going to put his super on your natural, but there's some natural things that you need to do. And even you're going to have to lay down certain bad habit foods, and you'll know what those bad habit foods are for you. But Father, I pray for Yasmin right now. I thank you, God, that you're giving her proper medical treatment, proper medical care. You're putting her in the hands of the right people. And God, I thank you right now that those irritating nerve endings that go all the way through her foot, God, I thank you that you're bringing her comfort at night. And I thank you for the healing, soothing balm of Gilead from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, especially through her the veins and the passages through her muscular system. God, I thank you for the anointing that will flow through her as she sleep at night. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Yasmin. God bless you, sis.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
We have another caller that's on the air.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Pastor Daniels. I usually don't call and ask for prayer for myself, but this time I'm going to ask for myself. I was diagnosed a couple years ago with having kidney cancer, which we took care of, but my kidneys continued to fail. And what we found was from a prior hospital I went to, I was given a medication that caused failure of my kidneys. So currently I'm on dialysis. I'm so unusual to them that they talk about me in their meetings to kind of work with my situation. I'm currently on dialysis.
Now, what's your first name?
LaDonna.
LaDonna. Hey, Miss LaDonna, how are you?
I'm blessed.
You're blessed. No.
Yes,
you are a blessing. And you have been a blessing to so many people. You have stood in the gap for so many people. And you know what I pray? I pray the boomerang of the Lord, the ricochet of the Lord, that everything that you have given out to other people, that it will hit them and come back to you sevenfold. I pray that as you recognize the thief, Proverbs 6:31 say you make him give it back seven times in the name of Jesus. And can I pronounce your healing? Can I pronounce, first of all, rest in your mind and rest in your body? And I command everything in your body to line up with the process and with what the doctors have been doing. It's been very difficult for you with your schedule, but God is going to bless you in a special way because you went out of your way to bless so many people. God is going out of his way to give you a creative miracle, and you need to walk in that and hold on to that truth in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I receive it. I receive in Jesus' name.
God bless you, sis.
Yes.
I love you. All right. God bless.
I love you too. Thank you.
Okay. We have another caller on the air.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Okay. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. And what is it that you're calling in for today?
I'm praying for against spiritual hindrance.
Blocking spirits and hindrances. And what's your name?
Kim.
Your name is Kim. Oh, I'm so honored, Kim, to pray for Kim. My name is Kim, too. We have a lot in common. A beautiful name.
Yes, we do.
And so blockages, and hindrances. Okay, we got Kim on the line. She wants us to pray for, put that on the screen, blockages and hindrances. Kim, I'm going to let you go, and we're going to let the next caller come on. We got you, girl. Amen?
Okay, amen. Thank you.
Put Kim on the screen. Pray for blockages and hindrances. Whatever needs to be moved, be moved.
Thank you so much.
God bless you. We got another caller on the air. Y'all calling in. Again, that number is 904-296-2251. Call in. We still got a few slots where you can call in. 904-296-2251. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Laura Masseline. How you doing, Pastor
What's
Kim?
What's up, my girl? How you doing, Laura, demon buster, prophetess?
I need prayer.
Okay.
Amen.
All right.
I need prayer for divine help. I've been going through so much warfare. And I was wondering what's hindering me from being filled and going forth in the things of God. It's like I start going to church and then I start getting mad and angry because it seems like things ain't happening for me.
Well, let me tell you what I see. Can I just tell you what? Because Laura, I'll tell you in a minute, baby. I'm going to pray for you. I don't see nothing, but I do see something. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
First of all, Facebook, we have Laura on the line and she's just dealing with a lot of warfare. Laura, I saw that your stomach was spiritually upset from sometimes when you eat from so many different types of tables and diets, and I see that you need to rest and you need to be stabilized and you need to drink from one well. You need to drink from one well. I just see a lot of different things going on. I promise you that as you sit back, as you seek God, and as you wait on him, I see you moving real fast on a treadmill in the spirit. You know, things are moving so fast. You just need to slow down because you see in the spirit, but you're moving so fast that you're missing stuff. The answer to everything you need to know is already on the inside of you. God, and I plead the blood of Jesus over my sister right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over her stomach, over what I see in the spirit. Even God, where she had to be careful who she eat with and what she eating, God, in the name of Jesus, it has a lot to do with her spiritual diet. And God, I thank you right now that Laura is under the spout where the glory's coming out and she's in place. She's steadfast. And God, I thank you for that sure foundation. She's been in you for so long. There's no time for this distractions. Lord, this is a very sensitive time for you in the spirit. The enemy wants to distract you because God wants to speak to you. There's people around you that are going to go to hell. There's people around you that will miss the mark if you don't get in place. The enemy want to distract you because you're a soul winner. Get back on the front lines of winning souls. Get back in that ministry that God has called you to where you're in the life-saving and the soul-saving business. Okay? So, I see where the enemy is trying to make it where you always have so much need for things, but God is saying, put him first, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and everything you have need of, and just sit back and just don't eat from every table. You can't go and just mix all the meals up. That's what I see for you, sis, and I pray that bless you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Amen. We got another song. Do we have time for that? We got one more song from Demon Busting Praise. And before you play it, let me tell you. Now, in case y'all want to laugh and joke about this song, this is my what I call Hoochie Mama song. Now, you want to laugh, but Andre Crouch put his seal on it before he went to be with the Lord. It was literally produced by CeCe Winans, and it's called Body Language. Ladies, if you ain't got the revelation, God want to deal with your body language.
But God wanna deal with your happy hips. Don't be no fool, don't let your heart be anguished. God wanna deal with your body language.
God wanna deal with your body language. Body language, body language.
God wanna deal with your body language.
With your body language, body language.
Them clothes you're wearing, show enough talking. Think you cute while the devil's stalking. So let those shoes, hot pants. Don't know who you are, give God a chance.
A generational curse. From scooter skirts to hot pants to sizzlers. Now you're wearing strings you can cut with scissors. Slipping and sliding and ducking and dodging. Laying and playing, girl, you sure ain't praying. Let me tell you what your clothes ain't saying. You see, your body is hot, but hell is hotter. The place of the worm where there's no light and no water.
Y'all better stop dropping it like it's hot. We got some more callers on the air. We got folk that are waiting in line for prayer. God bless you. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. I'm going to give you that number one more time. 904-296-2251. We got you on the air right now, caller. Go ahead.
Hi, Apostle Kim. My name is Tammy. I'm calling for prayer for my family. We need some deliverance in our family. Praying for prayer for myself because I seem to have gotten myself in a situation that I need to get out of.
Wow. You know what? The best thing that could ever happen. Oops.
Boy.
Y'all going to have to get somebody to come help me with this Facebook phone. The best thing that could ever happen to you, Sister Tammy, is that you know that you're in a situation that you need to get out of, you know?
Yeah.
So you can't exit unless you know that there's a problem. So I just pray right now, and I touch and agree with you, first of all, for the deliverance of your family. As you stand in the gap, surely God will deliver. But I say this unto you, that hook in your soul, that soul tie is broken off of your life right now, because I know what you're dealing with. It's a soul tie, and it's an old tie. It's a soul tie, and it's an old tie. And you know what? The thing that you have feared most has come upon you. But just like God delivered Job, he'll deliver you, because you know you love Jesus. Yes. And as you love Jesus, let the agape love of God permeate your very being, and run and flee what you know you don't have no business dealing with. I plead the blood over you, and I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father God.
Father God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I renounce. This old. Soul tie. And I decree and declare. That I am a child of the King. God. I love you more. And you walk in that truth, sister. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Have another call on the air.
Thank you, Lord.
We have another call on the air. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, my name is Catherine.
Hello, Catherine. Where are you calling from?
Jacksonville, Florida.
You calling from Jacksonville, Florida? Okay, you have a beautiful accent. So I thought you were calling from across the water somewhere. But what's up, sis?
I'm African.
Oh, you African. You have such a beautiful... I wish I had... See, I'm country. I'm just Thank country kitchen, okay? But what is it that you're calling for, my sister?
My right eyes keep swelling, and I use all the antibiotic, but it just still swelling and itching and hurting.
Okay. Do you have some anointing oil?
Yes.
I want you to get that oil right now. You got it?
Yes. Let me grab it.
Okay. Hallelujah. All right, Facebook, we have Catherine on the line. She has an eye condition that we're believing God is going to heal right now. So I need y'all to be praying with me, okay? Y'all know I love y'all because I'm holding this phone up with my arm, okay?
Yes, Apostle, I have the oil.
You have the oil. Father, I just thank you that this is no longer just regular olive oil, but it represents the anointing that destroys the yoke of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for healing her eyes. I want you to just take some of that oil, put it over your eyes. We pray right now. God, I thank you that as she anoints her eye, in the name of Jesus, God, we agree. We agree with heaven right now. And God, as we pray, and all the intercessors from around the world are praying, we thank you for divine healing. We thank you for divine intervention in the name of Jesus. And even that thing that's been caused by light in her eye, and the thing that's going on in the back of her eyeball, God, we thank you for the anointing getting down in it, and the infection will dry up at the root in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for a creative miracle. We thank you, God, that you're putting your super on the natural of the doctor in Jesus' name. Listen, I'm saying this to you. You're going to go back to the doctor. They're going to change your medication, and it's going to work this time. You're going back to the doctor. They're going to change your medication. It's going to work this time, okay?
Yes, Apostle.
Okay, God bless you. I love you, sis.
Yes, sir.
All right, we have time for one more caller. My hype man is in the back telling me I could take one more.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. My mom's on the phone. Go ahead, Ian.
God bless you. Hi, is this Pastor Daniels?
Yes, it is. What's your name, Mother?
Mother, I am Armand Alexander's mother. I'm Evangelist Pastor Barbara Alexander.
Oh, hey, Pastor Barbara.
How are you? I've heard so much about this mighty woman of God. And I saw you once. When I saw you, my son and me, I saw you. You came here with Pastor Brian Karn one year. And I remember you because you had a suit on and you didn't have no stockings on.
And I said, Was I saved, Mother?
Yeah, I said, you had one of them killer suits and no stockings. And I said, oh, I know where she's from. She's from Florida.
Because, Lord, Listen, y'all. I got Pastor Barbara Alexander on the line, and a mighty woman of God. See, I'm finna ask you to pray for me. She said I was at a conference. I had a bad suit on with no stockings.
Woke up out of there and came to it and said, and God said, and I looked down at her legs. I said, she said, what?
I don't think I even own a pair of stockings.
But I knew you was from Florida because my daughter's friend lived in Florida, and she's beautiful. And she come back, she said, Barbara, in Florida, it's too hot, no stockings. So right away, I knew who you was. And I seen that goal. I said, oh, yeah.
She said, I had on no stockings, and I got a goal, too. If she knew I was from Florida, it told on me.
I saw that. But
go ahead, Mother Pastor Barbara. Oh, my God. I'm just, what is the Lord saying? For what reason am I blessed for you to call in?
My son told me you were on the phone, and let me tell you what you have done for my son. My mother died, and God sent you in, in the spirit realm and took my son to a total another level. I've never seen somebody go from 0 to 100 in like months. We've been on the prayer line for 2 years, but you was his guardian angel to spearhead him and to help me, because at that point, I couldn't preach it to nobody. My mother had died, and I was looking like, woo-wee, I was toe up. But the Lord sent spiritual crutches through you. So you don't know how effective you are. He went from number one to number 100.
Wow.
Listening to your book, Kimberly Daniels.
Everything you
have. All your videos on YouTube and stuff. All your prayers.
Everything you taught him, he taught me and the people in Sacramento. The prayer you prayed, nobody had heard those prayers up here. He was praying the prayers, and I said, God, this boy, I've been in the church 40 years, 40-something years. This boy didn't jump past me. Talking about every demonic alliance, and Leviathan spirit. I said, who is all these people? I ain't never heard of him. And I said, but, you know, I got back saved back in 77 in deliverance, and they weren't praying them kind of prayers. And so I told him, I said, whoever this woman is, she is educated and she's went to school, because that our Lord's Prayer is one major prayer, but she took it to a whole other level.
Well, listen, we run out of time, and I'm telling you, call me. I want to talk to y'all, but listen, everybody on Facebook Live and listening out there, her son changed. Not only did his life change, but he became a demon buster. And I just thank God for you calling in. Call me in at the radio station. Again, that number is 904-296-2251. We're going to be on for a month doing all kind of things. Y'all listen out. Just listen out and holler at me, because we're going to be casting out demons, doing deliverance, prophesying, standing in the gap, and doing intercession. God bless you, Mother, and I appreciate that testimony about your son. This is only the beginning. Great things ahead. God bless you. Y'all, we got to sign out.
I'm going to mail you an Obama purse. My mom said Obama purses. I'm going to mail you one.
Oh, thank you. Am I blessed?
I will send you a love offer. Can you send us your address? And I want you to know that what you're saying is real, and I wish you could get here. I could put you up in a hotel. I could give you a diamond ring, but I don't know if I could, you know, because you too much. You got Obama coming to town. I don't know. I'm going to have to get 100 churches behind me. But you need to come to Sacramento and kill out some of these demons, because these people are playing games in Sacramento, and I'm sick of them.
All right, Mother. I'm going to come and join forces with you. I promise you, it won't take as much as to bring Obama. I'll be there. I would love to come. God bless you. I love you. God bless you.
God bless.
We signing out. We signing out, Jacksonville. See you next week.
Okay, God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's show. To contact Apostle Kimberly Daniels at Spoken Word Ministries, you can call her at 904-237-9363. Services are Sundays at 12 noon or Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. Or you can be her friend on Facebook by logging in at State Representative Kimberly Daniels. Don't forget to like and follow. And join us again next Sunday evening at 6 here on Praise 107.9.